Worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening in. We invite you to look with us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 19, beginning at verse 1. Again, Psalm 19, starting at verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Verses 1 through 14, all of Psalm 19. Lord, we thank you for today. Thank you for the opportunity you give us every single day to spend time one-on-one with you as we spend time reading and meditating on your word. Thank you for the gift your word is to us in so, so many ways. Lord, help us to grow today in our understanding of the great need for us to make it one of the great priorities, one of the high priorities of our lives day by day, of simply opening your word and allowing you to spend time with us, speaking words of wisdom, guidance, and grace and direction into our lives. Help us to grow in our understanding of the way that your word empowers our prayer life and helps us to pray more effectively. And help us to know, Lord, that your word is a source of counsel, a source of encouragement, a source of strength for us day by day as we spend time with you in it. We thank you. We praise you for the gift of your word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. And as we start off, I want to remind you once again, we do have our spring share-a-thon coming up in just a few weeks. And we're still looking for many of you to call in and share a listener testimony, if you would. If you would just take time to share how the Holy Spirit has used Urban Family to strengthen you in your walk with the Lord, to help you draw closer to the Lord, and to help you grow in your understanding of the vital place the Lord Jesus Christ plays, obviously, in every part, every aspect of our being, and how he's used Urban Family to be a vessel of discipleship for you, to encourage you to be more of a person of prayer, to encourage you to be one who's a student of the Word of God, to encourage you to live more of a life of obedience. If you'll call in and share a testimony, we'd really appreciate hearing from you. That number is 1-877-327-5647. Again, 1-877-327-5647. Call and share a listener testimony. We'd really appreciate hearing from you. And again, you just might get a chance to hear your testimony on our upcoming fall share-a-thon. So I hope you'll call in and share a testimony with us. I also want to remind you once again, for those that don't know how to get on the Churban yet, simply go to our Urban Family website, www.urbanfamilytalk.com, and go to the top left side of the page and go to menu, and then find radio programs, scroll down to the Hour of Intercession. Once you're on the Hour of Intercession page, scroll down a little, and you can see the word podcasts. And next to podcasts is the Churban. And simply click on the Churban, and you'll see the Churban box. Within the top corner of the box, you'll see an arrow. Click the arrow, and you can then log in as a guest or log in using your Facebook account. But we'd really appreciate if you basically tune in here on the Churban. Follow the steps to log into Facebook and you're an official Cherubinite. So we'd be glad to have you to do that. Also, we're grateful to remind you that we're now broadcasting on Afrika TV, and you can watch the Hour of Intercession live online and see what's going on in studio while you listen to the Hour of Intercession. Again, simply do this. Our channel link is afrika.tv/hourofint. Again, that's afrika.tv/hourofint. Let me spell that for you. Specifically, you'd spell it AFREECA.HOUROFINT. Again, that's afrika.tv/hourofint. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. I want to remind you once again, if you're not reading your Bible every day, today is a good day to start that very, very important habit. And, you know, of course, that's something I like to often touch on. I think of this, that in all the years I've served as a pastor and I've had the privilege of being a pastor for a little bit more than 40 years, one of the saddest things I've seen is there's so many believers that don't realize the huge, the tremendous benefit of simply opening God's Word and spending time one-on-one with the Heavenly Father every single day. The fact is, God will spend as much time with us as we will spend with Him. And it's important to know, too, that time is vital. That time is important. So if you'll remember this, if you're not reading your Bible every day, it's a privilege to have you to do that then. We're grateful to have as our in-studio guest today, Pastor Chris Traylor. He's just coming in. We'll let him get a moment to get set. But I want you to keep in mind, if you're not one who's reading, again, you need to start today. And once you start, I want to encourage you. I like to encourage you to go to reading at least 3 chapters in the Bible every single day. And whether you're an adult or a child, 3 chapters is a good basic spiritual meal for you. And if you start doing that, it'll bless you mentally, spiritually, and physically. God's Word ministers to every part of your being. So if you'll take time to do that, we hope that you'll do it. Real quickly, I want to skim with you again 10 excellent reasons for you to be reading God's Word every single day. Hope you really pay close attention to that. Again, 10 excellent reasons to be reading God's Word every single day. Number one, it tells you genuinely how to be saved and how to grow up in your faith. That's important. Again, God's Word teaches you that Jesus Christ is the only means of salvation. It's only through Christ and no other way. So reading God's Word helps to point you to the fact that it's through Christ we're saved, and also it's through spending time in the Word that we grow up. A second reason to read the Word daily is because it gives you clear guidance and direction for much of your life. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And so, again, reading the Word daily gives you clear guidance and direction for much of your life. A third reason to read the Word daily is because it empowers your prayer life. It helps you daily to pray more effectively. It helps you to pray according to the Word of God. A fourth reason to read God's Word daily is because reading it daily sharpens your ability to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speak more clearly in your life. A fifth reason is reading God's Word daily ministers to your mind, body, and spirit. A sixth reason to read God's Word daily is it helps you maintain your mental health. A seventh reason as to why you to read God's Word daily is because it increases God's anointing on every part of your life. An eighth reason also is that it increases your wisdom in every part of life. A ninth reason to read the Word daily is because it enhances your intellect and your personality. And a tenth reason is it pours grace, peace, mercy, and joy into your spirit, your mind, and your life. You need that. I need that. Also, parents, we need to help our children do that as well. We need to help our children learn how to read God's Word each and every day. That's so, so very important. And also, it's important that we seek to be people who are listening and following the Word of God each and every day. So daily, make it your goal. I want to encourage you to start that habit of reading 3 chapters a day today. And also, I would encourage you, parents, help your children. Make it your goal to call the children into the living room or into the kitchen or wherever is good for you. Have them come in and read out loud to you as well, because nothing will bless your child more than the daily reading of God's Word. So I would encourage you to do that. And then finally, then again, make it a goal, make it a habit of every day taking time to encourage others to do the same, reading the Bible. Remember, we live in a culture where everybody, pretty much everyone, has Bibles. But the fact is, lots and lots of them collect dust every single day. So I would encourage you, make it a habit to daily challenge. Ask others, how's your Bible reading coming? And if they say, I don't read my Bible, encourage them. Challenge them to start 3 chapters a day. If a person can read, they can do that. And if they'll begin to do it, it'll bless them tremendously. Well, again, we're grateful to have Pastor Chris Traylor with us here in the studio. And Pastor Traylor is, I'm going to let him introduce himself to you. I do know that he is the president of the NAACP here in Lee County. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Right. So as we start off, also Pastor Traylor pastors in the city of Corinth,
that's
Mississippi.
Correct.
So I'm going to let Pastor Traylor introduce himself to our listening audience.
Yes.
Good to have you with us.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you for having me here today.
Good to have you.
I'm very proud and very honored to be here, to be asked and humbled to be here today, to be able to share some knowledge of that God has instored in and instilled in me. As you stated, I'm Pastor Chris Traylor. I'm a native here from Tupelo, Mississippi. Been in Verona all of my life here in this area, and just a great area. Love it with all my heart and soul. And I'm the pastor of the Little Zion Missionary Baptist Church there in Corinth, Mississippi. And also I am the moderator of the Spring Hill District Association here in Tupelo, Mississippi, over about 30 churches. And also I am the current president right now of the NAACP chapter 5304 here in Tupelo. And so we do carry a lot of titles, but titles don't make us. It's just being a servant. What I love being is a servant of God. And I'm not all about titles, but I love to serve. And when you serve and serve in the will of God, he said he'll make you rule over many.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, I know you're busy. You have a full schedule. And I really appreciate you taking time to come out and be with us today. As we start off, Pastor Traylor, I want to ask if you'll just begin by praying for our listeners, whatever's on your heart as a pastor in this community, just to lift them up in prayer. Would you pray for them at this time?
Father God, we thank you right now, dear Master. We thank you for you just being God and God all by yourself. And Lord, we thank you for this day. We realize and we do understand and we do know, Lord, that this is the day that you have made. And we want to thank you for purpose and plan and provision. And we thank you for your protection, Lord God, that wherever we walk, Lord God, that we walk in prosperity, Lord God. And wherever we ask, Lord God, that we ask in your name. And Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for this city as a whole. We pray for every instruction, Lord God, every soul that walks, Lord God, that wake up in the morning in the city of Tupelo, Mississippi,
Lord, that you will
bless them from their head down to their feet, God. And we know you're able to do it, dear Master. We trust and we lean and depend on you. We learn for your word. We live for your word. And Lord, we love your word. And Lord, we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, I do thank you and I praise you for Pastor Traylor. Thank you for the church he serves as well. And thank you, Lord, for every church listening that's represented in our listening community. Lord, we ask today, Lord, pour out afresh upon us the spirit of prayer today. Help us to recognize, Lord, that you call all of us as your people to pray and to pray much. And that prayer is such a vital part of the life, is to be such a vital part of the life of every believer. Help us to grow today and more in the future in our understanding of the critical place prayer needs to play in the life of every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every father, every mother, every grandfather, every grandmother, every individual, every employer, every employee, in the life of every single believer in the world. Teach us to pray. Empower us to pray. Guide us to be praying individuals in our marriages, praying in our homes, praying on our jobs, praying in our schools, praying for and in our local communities, praying wherever we go. Thank you for this opportunity. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest today is Pastor Chris Traylor, again, the president of the local NAACP and several other hats as well. But we'll be talking further on the other side of the break. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession.
Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk. The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
I am proud to say that I am not an African-American. I am an American.
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening.
How would you distinguish between a modern-day contract and God's ancient covenant? For one thing, in a contract, two or more human beings come together looking for mutual advantage. They study a situation, negotiate, and finally say, "We have reached an agreement." Contracts usually concern money, property, or services. With God's covenant, Abraham never approached God at the bargaining table. God simply said, "This is what I have to offer." The covenant hinged on Abraham's faith in God and in the certainty that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If God says a thing, then that settles it. By faith, we have inherited God's covenant with Abraham. Through it, God promised us eternal, abundant life. Can you believe God today for the covenant and thank Him? Ask God to give you the will to serve Him faithfully and know that God will always keep His word. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com. We are all created by God with undeniable purpose. Learn more about beautiful possibility at www.radiance.life. Follow us on Twitter at Life Has Purpose.
music of Tasha Cobbs, the song simply entitled Grace. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, we're grateful to have in studio with us Pastor Chris Traylor, the pastor of Little Zion MB Church in Corinth, Mississippi, and also the president of the local chapter of the NAACP. Pastor Traylor, if you'll, before we go any further, would you tell our listeners, most folks may know what the NAACP stands for, but would you tell our listeners, please?
Yes, it stands for the National Association for the Advancement for Colored People.
Okay, and of course, it's a national organization.
It's a national, right, correct.
Uh-huh. An organization that the Lord has used as, to just address civil rights issues down through the years over a period of many, many years.
Correct.
So, tell us now, Pastor Traylor, just as an individual believer and as it relates to your ministry, how has prayer been a vital part of your life and ministry as a leader?
Well, it's been a very vital part of my life. It's where I get prayer, is where I get my motivation, is where I get my spark to for my day, just for my life, because I've learned through the years that, you know, prayer is a vital part of life. It prayer is just like gas in a car. If you don't fuel up, you're gonna go on empty. And
right.
So what I've learned about prayer is a lot of time people think prayer is just a relationship with God, but prayer is more than relationship. Mm-hmm. Prayer is fellowship.
That's right.
Because once you have a relationship with God, then you got to understand that your relationship determines your fellowship with Him. And so I love that about that's what prayer does for me. I can tell you this, if it had not been for prayer in my life, or some of the things that I've been through and gone through, I probably never would have made it without prayer, because mm-hmm. it really fueled me up to keep moving.
Right. You know, I think of this too, Pastor Traylor, that, you know, amongst other things, when we pray, prayer releases the Holy Spirit to work in our lives in a greater way.
And, absolutely.
You know, and of course, the Holy Spirit's vital to everything in the Christian life.
Mm-hmm.
And the more prayerful a person is, the more it allows the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. And
yes,
if we're wise,
yes.
we're going to be prayerful about everything,
yes.
you know, too.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Well, and how many years have you been in the ministry now?
I've been in the ministry now 12 years.
Okay.
12 years. Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you share how prayer was a vital part of leading you into, you know, to following the call of God on your life?
Well, I've always been in church for the moment. I've always been in church, and I learned that, you know, as a young man, as a young fellow, my mama used to make me pray at night, and prayer became, once I understood what prayer was really, what it was really about and what it really was and who I was talking to, mm-hmm. it became an intimate part of my life. And
right.
so once you understand that prayer, it becomes intimate, and that's how you make it through your ministry. I mean, it's because you have a love for it. And
mm-hmm.
in other words, when I say the love for it, is that not only some people pray when trouble come, or just only when something's going on in their life, but I've learned down through the years to be successful is that you also have to pray even when things are going glory and going well in your life. You still got to learn to pray, just not only when tragedy and trouble come, but you got to pray in triumph.
That's right.
And so, I've learned that, you know, about praying. That's what it does to me. I've learned. I'm just like Daniel was in the book of Daniel, chapter 6, when Daniel, you know, the Bible teaches that he had to pray. The Bible said he prayed three times a day. Well, that's what I've learned about prayer, is that we have to be consistent with it. And we gotta learn to be consistent in our prayer. And God's is a prayer answering God.
That's right. That's right.
He's a prayer answering God.
You know, like we were talking about during the break a few moments ago, you know, if we're wise, all of us will remain in the school of prayer all our life.
Amen.
We'll never graduate.
Never graduate.
None of us are experts except Jesus.
That's right.
And all the rest of us are always learners, and we're always to pray for each other.
Absolutely.
We're to pray for needs, pray for concerns. The scripture speaks of praying for leaders, for those who are in authority.
That's right.
And it's so important for us to understand now, at this point in time in the history of our nation,
yes.
we need to be praying much for our government.
We got to.
Praying for the upcoming election,
that's
praying
right.
for God to place leaders that will honor Him and that will be righteous leaders, that will glorify Him in office. So, and we should never underestimate the importance of everybody's prayers.
Everybody's prayer.
Adults and children and everybody. No one's prayers are insignificant, you know.
Absolutely.
No, so But so tell me too now, there at the church that you pastor there in Corinth, mm-hmm. at Little Zion, mm-hmm. Can you share how prayer, the ministry of prayer, is an important part of the life of the church?
Well, it's a very important life because we wouldn't thrive at all without prayer. I pray all the time for the church, and I have the church. We go into prayer. I have them doing prayer partners, but praying for the church, praying for the leadership, and not only just me as the leader of the church, but I ask them to pray for the other leaders of our ministry, because all of us have to have strength to understand the vision from on top so that it can fall down to the bottom, because if you're not praying, then you might not have no vision and followers.
Mm-hmm.
And so no vision followers. So you got to be, everybody has to be connected, mm-hmm. to prayer, everybody.
That's right. That's right. You know, I think of this too. A tool that I often encourage believers to use on this broadcast and the church that I, St. James Church, where I pastor in mm-hmm. Leland, Mississippi,
uh-huh.
The tool of praying the Ten Commandments. And one of the reasons being is because, you know, the Ten Commandments really covers every part of life.
It covers every part.
And it's important for us to know too that all of us need help. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the powerful things about prayer is prayer is an act of humility on the part,
yes,
on our part,
yes,
because it demonstrates that we recognize, God, I need your help.
Yeah, absolutely.
So to be prayerful is to live a life of humility that's moving us closer to God and helping us to be more fruitful. And prayer, when you're prayerless, when people don't pray,
you're weak.
It's weak.
Yeah,
and it's
weak.
Weakness, but also it's a demonstration of pride. It's like saying, God, I don't need help.
Right.
I can handle this. And we really can't.
Right. You can't.
We can't. As much as we'd like to think of ourselves as being rugged individuals, we live in a life where we desperately need God's help every single day.
Well, what's so significant to me, brother, is that, you know, it's so important to when Jesus was praying and the disciples told him, said they humbled themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They said, Lord,
mm-hmm.
teach us
mm-hmm.
how to pray. So they saw something that was significant and powerful in prayer to just bow and say, teach us.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, if you look at the Bible, at one point in time in the book of Matthew, is that they were powerless.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And the reason why they were so powerless, because they didn't have no prayer life. They didn't have no power. Mm-hmm. And you cannot receive unless you have a good, strong prayer life. Let me say this. God had one son
mm-hmm.
without sin. But God had no son without prayer.
That's right. That's right. You're exactly right.
If you look at it, he had one son without sin, but he had no son without prayer. Mm-hmm. Even his son had to pray.
That's right. And if there was someone you'd think that maybe wouldn't have had to pray, you might think, well, maybe since he's the son of God, he's
That's
God.
Right. That's and, it. That's right.
But Jesus prayed more than anybody else
he
that ever walked
more
the
than
earth.
Anybody. So that tells me
mm-hmm.
that if this man who had all power
mm-hmm.
in heaven and in earth, and he still has to talk back to his father,
mm-hmm.
then that tells me I got to pray, man. That tells me.
It's foolish for me to think I don't need to pray.
Absolutely. That
it's a foolish
me.
Thing.
That and, tells me, you know.
And you know, Pastor Trey, that's a powerful point that, you know, when his disciples said, teach us to pray.
Teach us.
That was such a wise thing for them to do.
Man, it's powerful.
Because they recognized Jesus working on something. But also at the same time, it's interesting to note too that like we're wise to ask for the same thing as well.
That's right.
You know,
we're
wise. In fact, it's a good prayer for us to pray. So I'm going to take a moment now to pray specifically to lead our listeners in the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
But I want to encourage every single listener once again. Let me remind you, if you'd like to get a copy of the daily prayer tools that we encourage, you can simply email me at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Be glad to email this set of prayer tools to you because, again, it's simply a tool that helps you pray more effectively and according to the Word of God. But it includes this prayer we're about to lead our listeners in praying the Ten Commandments. So simply, if you would, in the quietness of wherever you're listening, you can repeat this prayer with me. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Help us today, Lord, to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us, Lord, to not steal. Help us, Lord, to not kill. Lord, help us to not commit adultery. Help us, Lord, to tell the truth. Help us, Lord, to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. And Lord, thank you for our nation. Thank you for your hand of grace upon our nation.
Yes.
Thank you for your mercy at work in our nation. Help us, Lord, as a nation to put you first.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, as a nation to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, as a nation to not use your name in vain. Help us, Lord, as a nation to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, as a nation to honor our fathers and our mothers. Lord, help us as a whole nation to not steal. Help us as a nation to not kill. Help us, Lord, as a nation to not commit adultery. Lord, help us as a whole nation to not covet. And help us, Lord, as a nation to tell the truth. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
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 And you know, Pastor Traylor, one of the reasons why, again, we're just wise to be prayerful again is because, again, prayer releases the Holy Spirit to work.
Man, it does.
And we need the Holy Spirit's help with every, one of his names is the Helper.
And the Helper, that's right.
And what do we need help with? Everything.
Everything. I would say everything, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean,
so
and what I love about prayer too, Brother Park, is that it's not cosigned to just one area.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and another thing I love about prayer is that it even if someone that does not believe in Christ, they can't stop you from praying.
That's right.
Now, because you can talk to God and not even and verbally be just opening out. And talk. You can just talk to with him, just yourself in your mind. Just say, Lord, you know, nobody never know you telling them thank you. He made prayer so easy, man. It's just that you don't even have to. Me and you can be sitting there. I can be sitting there talking to you right now in my mind still telling God thank you.
That's right. That's right.
That's powerful, man. That's powerful.
And, you know, I think this too, Pastor Traylor, that it's so important for us to understand that, like, God, in his grace and in his mercy, allows us to pray.
Yes.
You know, because if God didn't want to, he wouldn't have to listen to us.
Oh, that's right.
But God not only is willing to answer prayer, he's listening every day for prayer. In fact, even when God goes on vacation, he's listening for prayer.
He's listening.
Even when God takes a rest, he's listening for prayer. God is continually one of the things God does on an ongoing basis. He answers prayer.
He answers now. That's right.
And so it's so good for us to understand that if God, the creator of the universe, is going to take time to listen to my prayers and answer, who am I to say I'm too busy to pray?
Hey, absolutely. Absolutely. That's correct. That's right.
And it's our loss if we live a prayerless life. Because, again, on any given day, you know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask and you receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open.
That's right.
And so God is inviting us to pray. And somehow or another, we don't understand the mystery, but somehow or another, God has connected himself to prayer.
That's right.
And you wonder, well, why is it that somehow or another God does that? Well, that's one of those questions when we get to heaven, we can ask God. Because, you know, but somehow or another, God has chosen to connect himself to pray. So much so that sometimes when God's people don't pray, what God wants to happen doesn't happen.
Right. And see, here it is, you know, he's here not in the flesh with us, but he's here spiritually. And so that's one of the ways that he lets us know that I'm here.
That's right.
You know, that I'm not humanly walking around with you, but I'm spiritually, I'm here. And
right.
For whatever your need is, all you have to do is just talk to me.
That's right.
And I'll hear you.
We're coming up on a break, and we'll pick up right there. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Pastor Chris Traylor, the pastor of Little Zion Church at Corinth, Mississippi. We'll be right back.
Equipped with Chris Brooks.
This show becomes massively significant to you if your desire is to reach people for Christ. Charles Spurgeon would take any topic and drive that topic home in the heart of the gospel. And that's what we need to do as Christians, have enough self-awareness where we can look and say, what's happening in the world around me and how can I leverage this to get people to talk about Jesus?
Get equipped with Chris Brooks.
Join me Monday through Friday at noon Central Time on Urban Family Talk.
Coming next week on The Dwelling Place. Pastor Al Pittman continues to walk us through the Bible, line by line and verse by verse, to let God show us just how timeless His truth is. That's next week on The Dwelling Place.
The Dwelling Place with Al Pittman, weekdays at 2:30 and 10:30 p.m. Central on Urban Family Talk.
Christianity seems to have less and less of a place in the public arena these days. But how about the private arena? Dr. Tony Evans makes some pointed comments to parents, particularly fathers, as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
We get upset. They've taken the Ten Commandments out of the school. They've taken it out of the government. What we want to know is it hanging in your home? But God never told a school to teach your kids the Ten Commandments. He never told a government. All that's extra. The question is, are we doing it in our home? He says, you, Father, pass it to your son and to your grandson. And, mister, if you don't take these sermons on Sunday and review them with your family, have prayer meetings with your children, then don't blame the government and the school and the streets for your messed up kid. That becomes our responsibility. He says, you do it, Father. You do it, parents. We are to teach them convincingly. But Johnny's mother... Yeah, well, when you start living in Johnny's house, we can discuss this. But your mother and me have a biblical approach. Don't acquiesce to their peer pressure. That doesn't mean you don't listen to them, you don't pay attention to them. Teach them conspicuously, and you shall write it on the doorpost of your house. In other words, make it obvious. Nothing hidden here. And so what's our closing word? Here it is. Parents are responsible for their children, led by the Father.
For an in-depth look at what it means to be a godly husband and father, check out Dr. Evans' best-selling book, Kingdom Man. It'll teach you how to follow God's agenda for the home, work, at church, and in society. Get a copy for yourself, your brother, uncle, husband, father, teenage son, or your church study group. Details on Kingdom Man are waiting for you online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Worship you. Worship you. Worship you.
You're listening to the music of Glenda Woods, the song I Worship You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. We're grateful to have in studio with us today Pastor Chris Traylor, the pastor of Little Zion Church in Corinth, Mississippi, and also the president of the local chapter of the NAACP. Pastor Traylor, I want to share a scripture and want to ask you to comment on this. And also, I want you, during this last segment, give you opportunity to share how prayer has been an important part of your work as a leader in the civil rights organization, the NAACP.
Okay.
This is Proverbs chapter 31, specifically verse 9. It says, open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Again, open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Lord, thank you for the fact that you've called us to be a people that are always concerned about the down and out, the disenfranchised, the have-nots, the people who are the weak in society, who can't speak on their behalf.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, thank you for the opportunity for us to be vessels that you use individually and sometimes through ministries, through organizations. Thank you for the chance for us to be mouthpieces
for
those who cannot speak for themselves.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the opportunity for us to be people that look out for those who've basically been pushed out onto the edges of society.
Yes.
Who can't really take the stand for themselves that they need to be able to take. Lord, help us as your people to always represent you by being concerned about the weak, those who are not strong, those who cannot really take a stand the way they need to in on their own behalf.
Yes, Lord.
And help us to know, Lord, that you've always called us to look out for the poor.
Yes.
You always called us to look out for the weak.
Yes.
Help us to never neglect this very important work. We thank you.
Thank you.
We praise you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Pastor Traylor, you know, I think of this, you know, one of the great things about Dr. Martin Luther King was he was a great vessel God used to help change so many things in our nation, obviously in addressing some of the wrongs in society, and a great civil rights advocate.
Right.
And he, too, was a great man of prayer.
Great
prayer
man,
was an
great
important
man.
Part of what he did.
Yes.
Would you share how ways in which, and this, of course, this is one of the questions that came through the chat room, share how prayer has helped you as a leader in serving through the NAACP?
Well, first of all, you have to learn, first of all, that prayer is not about the positions you hold. Prayers, the Bible teaches us in the book of Luke chapter 18:1, and the Bible said that man should always pray. Mm-hmm. And so, in other words, is what God is saying in that text. If you look at it, if that when he said the word ought, and if you look at that ought word in the Greek, it comes and tells you that it's necessary. Mm-hmm. So whatever you are doing in life, you it's necessary for you to pray, because prayer is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
It's an obligation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference in an option and obligation. And so once you make prayer an obligation in your life, and not just an option, because you only make it an option when you want it. Mm-hmm. And so the obligation is, I know I got to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that I have to have prayer, not only being the NAACP president, but anything I do in life. Mm-hmm. But how it has helped me as the identity of the NAACP is helped me a whole lot, because you think about the tragedy and the tragedy that we've had lately here with the case of the young man that, you know, lost his life. It was very tough on me because, you know, you're dealing with different types of attitudes. You're dealing with different types of the cultural people. And, you know, and everybody wants you to do what they want you to do. But
right.
but here you are as a leader and as a man of God, you have to do what God said to do. And listen, you what we got to understand is that you won't be popular, and you don't want to be popular when you're doing what God says. Because he wasn't popular, and he wasn't worried about being popular. He just went about doing his father's business. But what it had helped me in the NAACP, it has helped me a whole lot, is that even when people tried to push and prime me to do what they wanted me to do, I always had the Holy Spirit to speak to me and said, I'll be with you even to the end of the earth.
And so You're never by yourself.
I'm never by myself. Mm-hmm. And so there were times that it almost brought tears to my eyes. I couldn't even talk to my wife or my family because I had to talk to God.
That's right.
And he gave me an answer. He showed me one day. He said, it came to me just as plain. He said, you can't handle this. I got it. And he showed me how he had it. He said, look at the Bible and look at Psalms 46. He said, I'm your very present help in the time of trouble. And so I knew right then, I said, he said, and he goes on down, if you read it in verse 10, he said, be still. And so when you look at that word, when you look at that phrase, that be still, it's not just saying sit down. If you interpret it right, it closed your mouth. And so sometimes you have to close your mouth in order for God to talk for you.
That's right. That's
and so what God was actually telling me was, you the leader of the NAACP. But I'm the ultimate leader.
That's right.
So other way, what he was telling me was, you are the leader here on earth, but I'm your heavenly leader, and I'm going to make things work out. And so this is what God done. This is how, and it all comes through by praying and listening. And see, this is what people get prayer mixed up at, Brother Parker. Prayer is a communication with your heavenly Father. In other words, it's communion with your heavenly Father.
Right.
And what a lot of people in life get prayer mixed up is, you ever notice that a lot of people start praying and then they just start just praising. Prayer is a talk to God, not a talk about God.
That's right.
And see, a lot of folk get prayer mixed up. They don't understand because they'll start praising, but prayer is a talk to him. And then praise is a talk about him. So that's two different things there. And so we get prayer and praise mixed up. You can praise God, but never pray to God. It's no good. And prayer is not a voodoo line.
That's right.
Prayer is a main line. It's not a 1-800 number where you call and just get folks to talk to your psychic. I'm just being honest. It's not a number where you just get a number and just call folks and say, talk. Prayer is a main line.
And, you know, Pastor Traylor, I think of this, too, in relation to what you're sharing. You know, one of the points you touched on was that, you know, your goal was to listen to God to find out what he wanted you to do in addressing this particular challenge. Well, you know, in every situation, that's what's important. What does God want?
What does God want?
Because 1,000 different people may want 1,000 different things.
That's right.
And all of them might be wrong.
That's right. That's correct.
But if we seek what God wants, and it brings to mind, you know, when Paul, right after Paul, saw the light on the road to Damascus. He fell off his horse.
That's right.
And God spoke to him. He asked, Lord, who are you?
That's right.
His first question. Then his second question was, what do you want me to do?
What would thou have me to do? That's what he said.
And, you know, that's a wise prayer as well as a question for us to pray every day of our life. Lord, what do you want me
to do?
That's
it. That's it.
Because it's what God wants that's important.
Mm-hmm.
What you or I may want may not matter at all.
At all.
But what matters is, what does God want? And it's through prayer we can arrive at what God wants.
Exactly.
So we've got to learn to be prayerful about everything in every situation. There's never an inappropriate time to pray.
That's never an inappropriate time. You know, I heard a person say that, you know, it bothers them that when Christians will not stand up for what they believe is what they believe in that should be right. But sometimes your standing is not with your mouth. And that's what we get it wrong at. And sometimes your standing is being quiet. Sometimes if you can make a bigger impact in shedding your mouth.
That's right.
And God showed me that. God showed me that everything is not meant for you to comment on. Some things are meant for you to pray and be quiet and talk to God, and then he'll do the commenting. And so that's what I've learned in life. That's what took me so far. And I thank God for it, because I've learned that in every situation, sometimes it's the Bible teaches us also study to be quiet. And so sometimes it's good to be quiet and just let him do. And then when he do it, man, it's done.
And you know, Pastor Traylor, a very powerful point in relation to that as well is that, you know, often we think of prayer as being our talking to God, and that's part of it. But, you know, the fact is, I believe that our listening in prayer is probably even more important than our talking, because the fact is, God, you know, conversation is not a one-way thing. It's both of us.
It's both of
us. So
it's
important for us to know that we're to talk to God and listen to God, and both are vitally important part aspects of our prayer life.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So. Our time is just about completely gone, Pastor Traylor. Before we conclude our time, I want to ask if you'll pray for the church, pray for the church to grow in their knowledge of making prayer one of the great priorities in all of life for them then, and whatever else is on your heart to pray for as we close our time. Would you pray at this time?
Yes. Lord, God, we come to you, Lord, thanking you once again, Lord, we thank you for Brother Joseph right now on this radio station, Lord God, to putting out your word, Lord God, to people and letting people understand how grateful and how truthful your word is to our lives. And Lord, we pray right now that you would just bless this universe, Lord God, in a mighty special way. And Lord, we pray right now, Lord God, if there's someone right now, Lord God, that's sick in their body, Lord God, don't have any type of direction, Lord God, no development and no direction in their life right now. God, we pray in the name of Jesus right now, Lord God, to give them direction. And Lord, we pray right now that there's someone about to faint right now. God, we pray that you don't let them lose heart right now. Let them know that you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And God, you let them know that you said in your word that you never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. And God, we pray right now, once again, Lord God, for minds, for hearts, for souls, Lord God.
Yes.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Lord, that they get that someone's mind that, Lord God, that's about to go, they're about to go astray, that you would give them liberty in their mind, and you would give them love in their heart, unconditional love. And Lord, we pray once again, Lord God, for this city here in Tupelo, Mississippi. We pray, Lord, that you would bring all us together.
Yes.
Let us know that you are about love.
And
we want you to know, Lord, that we love you.
Yes, Lord.
And we give you the praise.
Thank you.
We give you all the glory.
Thank you.
We give you the honor.
Thank you, Lord.
The most righteous, precious, merciful, marvelous, magnificent God. Miracle worker and our master teacher. We thank you. Amen.
Amen. And Father, I do thank you and I praise you for the privilege of being able to talk to you every day. More and more, Lord, teach us to pray and empower us to be a people who live lives given to prayer every day. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
And let me remind every single listener again, like Pastor Traylor mentioned, like the disciples asked, Lord, teach us to pray. Pray every day, that more and more the Holy Spirit would teach you to pray and empower you to be a person of prayer as well. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Pastor Traylor, for joining us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of our listening family. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk.
Urban Family Talk.